Good morning, everyone. This is Christopher Glenn with the CBS World News Roundup. Spring is here, and the feelings of renewal that come with the season are nowhere felt more strongly this morning than in the Reagan White House.
This is Terrence Smith at the White House. The President and Mrs. Reagan are spending the first weekend of spring at Camp David, savoring the generally favorable reviews of Mr. Reagan's performance at his Thursday night news conference. White House officials feel the President cleared a major hurdle in the Iran-Contra affair this week. Now they believe he has an opportunity to shift the focus to some domestic issues like taxes, the budget, and welfare reform. But one administration official who did not benefit from the news conference was Vice President George Bush. The president's parting comment that Bush had raised no objection to the Iran policy put the vice president in a potentially embarrassing position. Bush has said publicly that he had his reservations about the policy and expressed them privately, presumably to the president. That allowed him to put a little distance between himself and the Iran affair, but still support Mr. Reagan. Now, thanks to a casual, one-word answer from the president, George Bush finds himself portrayed as a full partner in the worst foreign policy blunder of the Reagan years. Terrence Smith, CBS News, The White House.
Time now, coming up on 2 minutes past the hour.
Nissan announces 3.9 annual percentage rate back responsive financing or up to $800 cash back on hard body trucks.
Big savings, low interest, best deal ever on a Nissan.
Save big with 3.9 or 600 cash back on 86 and a half Nissan hardbody two-wheel drive pickups. The ones with 5-speed standard, not 4, V6 power, and the biggest box.
Big savings, low interest, best deal ever on a Nissan hardbody truck.
Get 3.9 or 800 cash back on 86 and a half 4x4 king cabs, regular beds, or long beds. And the only V6s among the imports. 3.9 or 400 cash back on any 87 pickup. So get down to your participating Nissan dealer, because for qualified buyers, 3.9 or up to $800 cash back is waiting.
Big savings, low interest, best deal ever on a Nissan hard-body truck.
Interest rate varies with loan terms, not available on Vans or Pathfinder. Offer for a limited time only.
Not all of the money allegedly diverted to the Contras went toward bolstering their military capability. CBS News correspondent Robert Shackney reports some of it apparently was put toward bolstering the rebels' image.
The State Department's Inspector General and the House Iran-Contra Investigating Committee are both looking into the award last year of a secret $276,000 State Department contract for pro-Contra public relations. The contract was awarded to International Business Communications, whose president, Richard Miller, is an associate of Oliver North, a man who worked with North and conservative fundraiser Carl Channel in producing a privately funded ad campaign for the Contras. CBS News has obtained a copy of the State Department contract with Miller's company, which calls on the firm to brief journalists, to plant op-ed pieces and letters to the editor in newspapers, to arrange appearances for pro-Contra speakers, and to provide points of contact for congressional offices. A State Department memo justifies the secrecy stamp on the contract on national security grounds. The State Department had no comment, neither did Miller. The House Foreign Affairs Committee says the contract raises questions of legality and the use of public funds for lobbying. Robert Shackney, CBS News, Washington.
Former President Jimmy Carter is traveling in the Middle East, encountering reminders of his administration's greatest foreign policy achievement, the Camp David Accords that brought peace between Israel and Egypt. We get more on his journey from Penny Rogg in Cairo.
Jimmy Carter is off to Damascus this afternoon amid reports that some Americans kidnapped in Lebanon might be released. President Carter has said he doesn't know about that, but hopes to hear new information about their plight. Thus, his trip to Syria in the wake of the arms to Iran controversy takes on a certain irony. Mr. Carter lost his presidency to Ronald Reagan over another hostage issue, the seizure of American diplomats in Iran. During his 4 days in Egypt, the former president created a bit of a controversy back home with his criticism of the Reagan administration. A White House spokesman yesterday said the administration was deeply disappointed by Mr. Carter's comments about America's leaders while on foreign soil. Penny Rogg for CBS News, Cairo.
A massive manhunt is underway in Rome after two gunmen assassinated a top military officer. Here's Shari Gilbert's report.
Italian police today launched a full-scale investigation into the assassination of an Italian general by the Red Brigades. General Licio Giorgeri, head of the Italian Air Force's Aviation and Space Weapons Department, was murdered yesterday by two men on a motorcycle, their faces hidden by white crash helmets. Police today found the motorcycle and are checking it for fingerprints and registration. But above all, investigators are trying to identify the assassins and to discover if any others were involved in the killing. The investigators believe that the killers may also have taken part in the murder of two policemen a month ago. And a high-level security meeting scheduled this afternoon at the Interior Ministry will also be looking into suspicions of new links between Italian terrorists and their counterparts in West Germany and France. Shari Gilbert for CBS News, Rome.
Time on the World News Roundup, 6 minutes past seven.
Hey, Phil, how'd you get back from the meeting so soon?
Oh, I flew back on the company plane.
The company plane?
Yeah.
Oh, swell. I didn't even have a key to the executive washroom. So, how was it?
It was real handy.
Yeah?
As soon as the meeting broke up, I just took off.
Wow.
I'll tell you, it sure beats hanging around the airport for hours.
Gee, it must be nice just to come and go when you want.
Yeah, you said it.
I hear the service on board is really something special, too.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone treats you like you're president of the company.
Oh, yeah? So what did you do to rate a ride on the company plane, huh? Buy the business?
Actually, the cost was minimal. You know, you could have flown back with me.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, sure I could have.
Come on, Jack. Anybody can fly Southwest Airlines.
Our flights are so convenient, our fares so low, and our service so special. A lot of people think of us as the company plane. So can you. Just call Southwest Airlines or your travel agent and just say when.
The manufacturer of the AIDS-fighting drug AZT, which won federal approval for prescription use yesterday, is warning there may not be enough to meet the expected demand for a while. There are also numberless voices raising the caution that AZT is for treatment, not cure. California Congressman Henry Waxman.
It's not a cure for AIDS. It is only a way of stopping the deterioration of the immune system. And for many patients, it may be a hope that their lives will be prolonged until such time as there will be a cure. I'm sure that doctors will be limited in prescribing the drug for an AIDS patient that does not have pneumocystis pneumonia, especially with the recognition that there are severe side effects.
The side effects involve suppression of bone marrow, in turn affecting blood cell count, and the blood is a principal agent in the body's immune system, which is already weakened in AIDS patients. The cost of the drug is also steep, perhaps as much as $10,000 a year for the average patient. Is there a top rung on that ladder that Wall Street's been climbing since the first of the year? Analysts are having their doubts after another record-shattering performance by the averages.
The stock market continues to baffle those who had expected at least a pause by now, but four times this week the Dow Jones Industrials set new record closes. That included yesterday's busy session when all those stock index options, index futures, and individual stock options expired simultaneously. This so-called triple witching hour can send the market into wild gyrations, up or down. This time it was up. Analysts say much of the buying is being done by foreigners, especially the Japanese who have lots of cash to invest and see no better place to put it than in the U.S. stock market. A lot of Americans feel the same way. They have money and don't see a better way to invest it, so they buy stocks. Yesterday, they bought lots of their old favorites, the blue chips and technology stocks that make up the Dow Jones Industrials. That key index closed up almost 75 points for the week. When will it end or at least slow down? Right now, very few analysts are even venturing a guess. Doug Poling, CBS News, New York.
For the first time since it started nearly 3 weeks ago, substantial movement is reported in bargaining to end a strike by the news writers at CBS and ABC networks. A union spokesman said the progress was made in the most critical area, job security. The networks want the right to use temporary and part-time workers extensively. The union cautioned, however, we cannot be optimistic until we see whether the movement continues. Members of Congress eager to see states get the green light to raise the speed limit on rural interstates to 65 miles an hour say they hope President Reagan will reconsider his threat to veto an $88 billion highway bill. The bill was passed by the Senate and sent on to an uncertain fate at the White House yesterday. Family members are expected to be there today as a monument to the fallen Challenger astronauts is dedicated at Arlington National Cemetery. Two of the seven, Dick Scobee and Mike Smith, were buried at Arlington last May. It's 10 after.